You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very special book that was written by Hannah Wilson. My friend Michelle Norwood had shared about it on her Facebook page, and I reached out to Hannah and asked her about coming on The Mark White Show to talk about this book, Charlie May's First Day. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Hannah Wilson.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm always glad to be able to share about these children's books and be able to get the background behind the reason these books are written. Hannah, share with listeners how Charlie May's First Day came to be.
Charlie May, that's my daughter. She's 5 years old. And the plan was for her to start kindergarten this year, which did not happen because of COVID. So we're not really sure when we'll start. We're going to kind of see. She may go in the spring, maybe next year, not sure. So the book was for her to kind of help. Okay, so she's nonverbal. She has seizures and she uses a wheelchair. She also, she eats through a G-tube. And so all of these things, you know, I just assumed that kids would have questions. And Charlie, you know, like I said, she can't talk. And I thought this would be a neat little fun way for her to be able to introduce herself and would just be a neat way to kind of answer all the kids' questions that they may have. And then, you know, it started out just for her, like I said. And then when I shared it with like some of my family, everybody really liked it. And then it kind of turned into a bigger project. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it could mean a lot to other families like us. So that's how it came to be.
I think about people who have written books before, that their background is being a writer, that's a career for them. And what is your background, Hannah?
So I am just a stay-at-home mom. So that's it. It's just, I'm definitely, that's not my career. I'm not a writer. It's a rhyming book and all of it, you know, and I feel like I've always been able to rhyme pretty good. So it just kind of came to me. But yeah, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
That is amazing because now you're a stay-at-home mom who's also an author, because when you do produce a book like this, you are an author now. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
This is something that touched your heart, and that's the reason you were able to produce this book, is because of your daughter, Charlie May. And as you mentioned, you wanted it to be –
for her and for kids who would get to know her, to extend it out to others, to share. This would be a personal poem that you would have written. What was it?
Right.
I know that you mentioned reaching others, but at the same time, what was the process of taking that step to say, okay, I want to share what I've written? I know that your family encouraged you, but I know that it would be something personal for you to be able to do that.
Right. So Charlie, you know, she definitely inspired me. Like that's something I always think about. Like she, you know, she can't talk and all these things, but still she's doing so much, even at such a young age. And, you know, she inspired this book that's hopefully going to inspire so many other people. And that's the same way with all these other kids, you know, even though they can't do some of these things, there's still so many things that they can do. So Charlie, you know, kids like her, they just have a special place in my heart. And I want them to know, you know, they're seen and, you know, I know they're loved by their families, but I think it would just be so cool, like, for them to be able to see themselves in a book. I was telling somebody else recently, like, any of the things with Charlie, you know, because she's not a typical little girl. So anything like her, like if I've come across a bottle of soap that has a kid in a wheelchair on it, or a book about epilepsy, you know, all these little things can mean so much. Like I feel like kids like my daughter, they're not really the majority, but still what they go through is so important. And, you know, you don't realize how common it is until you're in the boat we're in. So I just thought it would be, you know, really special if it could reach, you know, other families like us.
And Hannah, you bring up a good point, because I think about the fact that if you are not connected previously with a special needs child, with a young person that's special needs, an adult who's special needs, then you're not going to necessarily think about looking for those things that are tied to the special needs community. As for you, what was your connection before Charlie May? What was your experience with special needs and the special needs community prior to Charlie May?
You know, I didn't really have much of a connection. Like, me and my dad had a conversation about this. Like, unless you're affected by it, you know, some people don't really think about stuff like this. Like, after Charlie has been in a wheelchair, you don't realize how many places aren't handicap accessible, and stuff like that. So when you're in this life and you haven't, you know, previously been affected with special needs, you just don't realize some things until you're in it. I remember I had a boy in my class. He had special needs. We loved him. He was so much fun. He could talk. He was funny. We loved being around him. But other than that, you know, I don't feel like we, you know, I don't know. It just wasn't much that I was around. I didn't really see much of it. But, you know, I'm so grateful for my daughter. You know, she has completely changed her. And I know that's so easy to say. A lot of people say stuff like that, but it's true. Like, she has really changed our life. She has completely changed the way we see things. You know, we can appreciate the smallest things, like, you know, you would usually take for granted. So we are very blessed to be, you know, because it's a totally different world. But we are absolutely blessed to be a part of it.
And Hannah, I would say by you sharing your book with the public, there are those right now who haven't had that experience with the special needs community, but that they can appreciate what Charlie May's life is about, what your family's life is about, and look at this book as a way to have some insight into the lives of those who live with special needs.
Yes, absolutely. So, that was kind of the plan too. Not only would it be a gift for other families like ours, but it would be like an educational tool for a lot of other kids, because it talks about a lot of stuff that aren't, you know, it's not typically talked about, even for adults. You know, like I've had people stare at Charlie's tooth before, and, you know, and they just don't know. They were just kind of curious what it was, and that's okay. So the book, you know, it talks about all these things, but also talks about how she's the same as these kids too. Like, She's, you know, she's different in this handful of ways, but she still is the same as them. But yes, absolutely. So it could help educate them and, you know, even some adults.
Right now, I'm talking to Hannah Wilson about Charlie May's First Day. It's a children's book. It's about her daughter, Charlie May. And as we continue this conversation, I hope that you'll stick with us as we take a quick break. Will you stick with me, Hannah?
Yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be right back here shortly. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
Hey, you're listening to The Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. This is a great conversation I'm having with Hannah Wilson right now as we talk about Charlie May's First Day. I want you to have awareness of those with special needs, whether they are children or adults. I want us to not only have awareness, but also acceptance and inclusion when it comes to the special needs community. Hannah shared with us that even when she was in school, she remembers a young person who had special needs and how much they loved him. They circled around him. They cared about him. And that's so important that we do that. And we need to encourage that. I want to welcome back Hannah Wilson as we talk more about Charlie May's First Day. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Hannah.
Thank you so much. And I loved everything you said, like, about the book. It's about spreading awareness. And then hopefully encourages acceptance for some of these kids. So I love that. And you're right, we're all the same.
I know it makes it difficult since Charlie May's nonverbal, but at the same time, you talked about how she's changed your life. What is it about Charlie May, the interactions that you have, that makes it so very special?
So it's just a new appreciation. Like, that started when she was just a baby. So she started having seizures when she was 3 months old. And I remember we were in and out of the hospital so much. And I remember being in the hospital with her, just thinking how lucky we were and how blessed we were. Like, I remember being exhausted, like in the middle of the night, upholding her. And I remember hearing a helicopter And I just remember it just hit me right then. And ever since then, I have kept this feeling of just gratefulness. And I remember thinking, like, there is a mama somewhere, probably here in this hospital, wishing that they could be awake right now holding their baby. I mean, they would love to be exhausted just from getting to hold their baby, you know, like, you know, some people awful what they have to go through. So, you know, just being appreciative of life in general. And, you know, she has developmental delays. So it's really fun being able to see her meet milestones and stuff like that. So, you know, early in our journey, like, it was so easy to, like, get on Facebook and see other kids doing all the things that Charlie wasn't doing. And so that feeling of, you know, like, well, this isn't fair. You know, that passed pretty quick. That passed pretty quick. And then we became, you know, just so happy and excited for the situation that we're in, you know, it's a blessing. So just stuff like that. And thinking about how, you know, just little things, like how sometimes we may be worried about our appearances and stuff like that. You know, Charlie, she doesn't care about stuff like that. So, I mean, I learned a lot from her. So I'm super grateful.
As you think about Charlie Mae growing up and the milestones that she reaches, do you have anyone who's able to work with Charlie Mae maybe to get to some of those milestones, maybe if she's nonverbal, other different ways that you can communicate and watch her grow in that way?
She gets physical therapy once a week. So we're, you know, always working on her strength and being able to sit up and possibly stand and maybe even walk one day. And then also with communication, she used to take speech classes. And then also in the school system, she'll get some speech there and stuff too. But extra, you know, when she was going to speech, there were, you know, there's a lot of different options for people who don't talk, or even if you can't do sign language, like, there's so many ways to communicate. There's communication devices, which we don't know about much yet. So hopefully we'll go there one day, but we haven't yet. Charlie had this paper and it had different pictures on it. And we were working toward her touching different ones. And with Charlie, she'll sometimes go through stages. She'll be pretty stable, and then she may go through a rough patch where she has a lot of seizures. And if she does that, she may, you know, regress and not be able to do the same thing she was doing. And so currently we are not in speech, but we are actually on a wait list to get back into speech. So we're looking forward to seeing what, you know, what she can do, what she can learn, how she can, you know, communicate better. But just being her parents, you know, we can, you know, we know her, so we know what she wants and stuff like that. But we're excited to see what else she's going to do.
Hannah, I want people to be able to get this book. I want them to be able to connect with you and learn more about Charlie Mae, and then also talk to their children about special needs and get them on the same page when it comes to being able to accept, learn about other children, not be afraid to feel comfortable going and approaching children and adults as well who are in the special needs community. How can people find Charlie Mae's First Day?
So we have a website, charliemaesfirstday.com, and Charlie is Charlie, and Mae is Mae, charliemaesfirstday.com. And there's links on there. And then also we have a Facebook page and an Instagram. But yeah, absolutely. They can purchase the book there. They can, on the website, there's a whole history about Charlie and pictures. There's also, some free coloring page that like teachers or parents can print out to go along with the book. And there's also a lot of facts about epilepsy and links for all kind of different things. But yeah, Facebook, Instagram, also both Charlie Mae's First Day, and they can reach out to me. They can ask me questions. They can get the book and let me know how they like the book, whatever. I'm open to everything.
This is great. And I want to thank Michelle Norwood for sharing about your book on her Facebook.
Thank you, Michelle.
And of course, Michelle is Hunter's mom, and they have a little something extra ice cream truck. I know on Saturdays they've been enjoying going to Tuscaloosa and selling ice cream there. I want to make sure that we continue to connect, just like Michelle shared your book, and then mm-hmm. there'll be something that comes from this, and to continue on, because there are so many families out there who have a story to share, who have a message to share. And I think that Charlie May's First Day is a great book to be able to share with others. And I appreciate Michelle doing that. And I appreciate the fact that you took the time not only to write the book, but then to take that next step to put it out to the public and to make a difference in this way. So thank you for that, Hannah.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora is reading Charlie May's First Day by Hannah Wilson and illustrated by Kim Soderbergh.
To Charlie May, my world changer. Your ability to change lives far outshines any disability, my love. You have shown me realms of joy I never knew existed. Keep shining, beautiful girl. Mama loves you. Charlie May's First Day. Hey, I'm Charlie May, and I'm so excited for school today. I've got my backpack and my cutest clothes. We're almost there. Here we go. There's my classroom right over there. I'm going in. It's okay if they stare. I'm a bit different, you can probably see. So let me tell you a little more about me. I can't walk like you, but that doesn't get me down. I have a chair with wheels that helps me around. I don't use words, but can listen with my ears. You can sing me a song I would love to hear. Although I have a mouth, that's not how I eat my food. I have something special. It's called a G-tube. My lunch comes through my tube and goes straight into my tummy. Even though I can't taste it, I'll bet you it is yummy. I may have a seizure. No need to be scared. I could shake and get sleepy, but the teacher's prepared. I've had epilepsy since I was 3 months old. That's why I have seizures, so I was told. Seizures are like a lightning storm inside of my brain. They make me really tired and feel oh so drained. After a short nap, I'll be A-okay. Don't worry, I'll be fine and ready in time to play. Will Charlie make new friends? Will her classmates be kind even though she seems different? You can find out the rest of Charlie May's First Day by going to charliemaysfirstday.com and ordering your copy of Charlie May's First Day.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in each Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Again, you can purchase Charlie May's First Day by going to charliemaysfirstday.com. Charlie May is spelled C-H-A-R-L-I-E-M-A-E. Charlie May's First Day is written by Hannah Wilson and illustrated by Kim Soderbergh. To learn more about epilepsy and epilepsy first aid, go to charlieschance.org. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing in our communities around the country and the world to make a difference, to make an impact. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Living love in my home. These are my kind of people.